This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and in this episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about the first three episodes of Titans Returned, as well as some of the new information regarding Masterpiece Dinobot, a possible future Masterpiece figure, as well as the Perfect Effect knockoff Transformers Transmetal figures, and some Transformers Generation 1 soundtrack restorations, and the result of Mattel and Hasbro possible acquisition. So without further ado, we'll jump into the comment on last week's episode, which states from Brad Mull, saying that Dinobot looks awesome and he's pre-ordered it. I hope I can add the green Lego lightsabers to his eyes so he has 3D eye beams. It does sound like he's going to have the eye beams. I don't know if you'll be able to use Lego light beams for it, but yeah. He says, as you said, you paid $60 for MP1. I bet people complain about MP10's price also. Which, yeah, they probably did. I'm just really, really cheap. He says, so yes, Dinobot is on the expensive side, but the figure looks worth it. On the Hasbro Mattel thing, Hasbro just gave Mattel the Jurassic license. I hope this buys out news. It's just rumor or clickbait. Well, since you mentioned the bit about Dinobot, we'll cut into that first and then go right into the Mattel and Hasbro. So there was a bit of images from the Transformers Generation book 2018, which shows, of course, more of Dinobot. However, with the entire team, you see Optimus Primal Masterpiece, Cheetor Masterpiece, Dinobot Masterpiece, which is freaking hulking and huge, which is about right. Which makes you think that, and then they show the 30th anniversary Rat Trap and Rhinox, which are really well detailed. However, I see with them doing the Masterpiece line, Rhinox is technically not to scale at this point. So I see them potentially doing him, but I love the shots that they show of the side, the front, the back, and where his tail and sword and everything go while he's in robot, not using it, and just the facial reactions alone. There's 6 different facial features you can do with his robot mode, which is pretty slick. And then the fact that the head clicks up and pops so you can change out the eyes is pretty awesome as well. And you can do the different poses with the head, doing the tilted back head ability. I think this figure, just seeing what I'm seeing here on this, is spectacular. Only makes me wonder what they're going to do later on when they get to, well, when they get to some other Transformers Beast Wars figures. And since we kind of talked about that, the designer who did Masterpiece Dinobot would like to tackle Beast Wars Megatron next. I guess he included it in an interview with the Takara Tomy that was done with the Transformers Generations 2018 book. As for the Beast Wars Masterpiece, I felt the first goal was Dinobot and the next one was Megatron, so I'd like to do my best there. And yeah, it doesn't really confirm anything as far as that, but I would love to see a Beast Wars Megatron come down the pipe next. And if he's anything at all realistic like Primal, Cheetor, and Dinobot, I'm all in. However, it scares me because Megatron is taller yet than Dinobot, and with Dinobot being in the $250 edge or ish range, or $260, Megatron's probably going to be like $350, just based on size alone. So, I'm a little scared on that aspect. I sincerely doubt if he's over the $130. There's going to be no way I'm going to be able to afford it. I would love nothing more than get my hands on it. I wish Hasbro would send me one, because I would love to review it. But I just don't see any possible way I'm going to be able to afford that figure. I would love to have my hands on it, though. Yeah, moving on into some other ground. I am very happy about a Masterpiece Megatron possibility. Moving into the Mattel Hasbro acquisition. Mattel, in a interview with Bloomberg, CNBC, Reuters, all that, seems to inform that Hasbro has been rejected by Mattel for the acquisition approach. This is, we had informed previously that Hasbro was in merger talks with Mattel, but it won't happen anytime soon. Mattel refused the proposal to a low offer from Hasbro, despite the fact that it slipped in trading on a report that it rebuffed a takeover approach from rival Hasbro, spurning a deal that could have created the largest U.S. toy maker. Yeah, I can kind of see it too, because Mattel's concerns were that the transaction could be challenged on antitrust grounds, and the fact that it would be literally the main number one toy resource, being that these are the two big players in the game for various types of figures. So it's kind of a touchy ground there. But I could kind of see them merging. That would be kind of the best of both worlds as far as the toys are concerned, but it would kind of suck because there would be a monopoly and nobody really to challenge the pricing or that, and Hasbro's cheap, so that's why it got mostly rejected. So, which is funny, because they love the monies, but they don't want to give it up. And then we get into Titans Return, and I just caught up on all three episodes yesterday, and I have to say that I'm impressed with it so far. I like the Titans being there. I love Optimus Prime and Megatron's banter back and forth. Prime's not really saying a whole lot, but he's kind of getting into it. Hot Rod's, or Rodimus's actions as he gets his new arm built and relinquishes himself of the Matrix. Sorry if nobody's seen it yet. That's not really giving away too much. There's a nice little twist with Triptychon. It's pretty interesting so far. I wish they would fix the battle damage on Megatron and Prime, though, because it's driving me nuts seeing the cracked windshield. Because it's like, you've been around this long, why don't you have it fixed by now? But it's nice to see Peter Cullen come back and portray his character yet again. And then we've got, I think, another 7 or 9 episodes left of this before we go into next year, having the finale of the Prime Wars trilogy with Prime Wars with like Optimus Primal and characters such as that. So I'll be looking forward to that as they get into the Beasts. This would be an interesting way if they kind of tied this into part of G1 in a sense, but without the Galvatron aspect and without the headmasters or any of that aspect, and it just kind of had it sidelined here. I'm more engrossed in this than I was Combiner Wars. I still find a couple of the characters a bit annoying and kind of lacking, but I'm digging the animation because it kind of reminds me of the Transformers Devastation video game. And then the having Prime. I wish that Welker was Megatron, honestly, but I can kind of get past it. Perceptor's interesting as Will Wheaton, although not what exactly I was hoping to hear. But I can kind of get it. They're trying to kind of edge people towards the younger crowd with different actors and whatnot. So, I think that this series is going a lot better, like I said, than Combiner Wars. It's granted, not a lot's happened in it in the first three episodes, other than kind of picking up where Combiner Wars left off, or several months after Combiner Wars left off. Yeah, who knows what it's going to go from here. I just wonder what the end game is going to be for this particular saga of the trilogy. So continuing on, we have there was released earlier in the week a Transformers Robots in Disguise character art reveal, where they kind of go through a list of alternate designs as well as other character kind of decos. They have they have Prime, they have Bumblebee, they've got a little bit more gritty look to them. You get the Junkyard Kid, I can't remember his name, and then amongst others you get a bunch of the other Autobots and Decepticons, like Drift, Grimlock, the spider thing, a basically bug-based combiner, chop shop transformation, bunch of various characters, a Steeljaw alternate design, among a few others, in color differences, and you get Jetstorm and Slipstream, Macronus, Jazz is pretty slick, Thunderhoof, Scowl, Stockade, which looks kind of interesting, Glowstrike, Polar Claw, Ratchet 2.0. I love the updates of the Transformers Prime characters. I think that they're by far the most interesting redecos that they have in the entire line. Then you get Sideswipe, you get Blur, you get Heatseeker, Soundwave 3.0, which was awesome, showing up in the show, Shadow Raker, Laserbeak 3.0, you get a nice variety, you get Aerobolt and a bunch of the little smaller beast-based minicons, you get Starscream 2.0, and then 2.0 with the armor, the Power Surge. So yeah, like all those things that were in there were pretty awesome to see. I wish we would have gotten a Megatron in this line. I think that even if it was just in like these test footage images, I think I would have been happy to see what Megatron would have looked like had he returned to Robots in Disguise, as I was hoping would happen for the finale and didn't happen. But I'm not really sure where else that would... I mean, and the designs are cool, and seeing them without a background, I do love that aspect. But one thing I did notice, Perfect Effect, a third-party group, revealed their interpretation of Transmetal 2 Megatron on their Facebook page. And they kind of teased it back in August, and somehow I missed this. I did see the Optimal Optimus figure that they made, which is like directly spot on to the cartoon. This Megatron, however, does not. I really wanted to like this. They don't have him in color yet. I was looking at the figure, and while he is epically cool, and you have the different blaster and in his dragon head, the posable fingers and the different his feet and his legs do not match the show whatsoever. His wings are slightly off, and then he looks more. They call it Perfect Beast in this aspect. He looks the Optimal Optimus one in the eye. The Optimal Optimus one looks pretty spot on to the show. The Megatron, however, does not, like I said, and he looks more Gundam based than he does Beast Wars based, which, you know, they give him a grittier look. I get it. It probably made more sense as far as the aesthetics are concerned. And then they show the Megatron with swords that he takes out of his wings. And you have the dragon tail behind him, which is pretty cool because it actually has the three prong where he grabs Primal by the head and launches him. Not to say I don't like this figure, because if this were color deco and I could own this, I would most assuredly do so. But he doesn't... He looks like he's something from Generation 1 turned to Beast, rather than a Beast Wars or a Transmetal Beast Wars. But like I said, I really enjoy it for what it is. I don't know really what to think about it, other than the fact that I would love nothing more than to have Megatron in any aspect in masterpiece form. I actually want his original Beast Wars form, his Transmetal, and his Dragon form. I would be perfectly set with just owning those three figures and ending my collection with that. Just because it's Beast Wars. And if I could get the Beast Machines version of the dragon that goes into the cloak and has the headpiece that covers up his head, I really love that as well. But try not to be picky. So, but yeah, there's not really a lot else going on in the Transformers world as of late. And, I mean, you've got some third party, you've got some masterpiece, you've got the new Titans Return series. However, it's, I don't know, it's just kind of a blah time right now, other than those little aspects. And I know the comics are going, and I realize that, and I know that there's you know, the Transformers Bumblebee movie, which I could care less about. But I think where it's at is the fact that we're getting more quality toys now at this point, which is definitely a welcome sight. And as I've mentioned before, I would gladly trade the nostalgia of the original figure for a masterpiece any day of the week. I know that it comes with a premium price tag, which I wish I had the money to buy these, because I would like to... I would love nothing more than to get the entire Beast Wars line and just have them on display. I would love to actually get half the G1 line. I also want to mention something else. I just started this. Funny enough, I was actually approached by Teespring. And you can actually order... it's basically a t-shirt merchandise shop, and I created one for Altered Geek, which this podcast is housed on, as well as allthingstransformers.com and geekcastradio.com. And if you go to the episode post on all of those locations, I will have links to some All Things Transformers gear, and I have it for Future Imperfect and for Altered Geek as well. But you can get a t-shirt, you can get a hoodie, you can get a mug. There's five different things in there. One of them is just the All Things Transformers logo with Ultimus Prime. Maybe I should delve into that one of these days. The whole story behind my Ultimus Prime. Maybe I'll do that next episode. And why that character came about and why it's in the art. I'm sure I came up with it a long time ago and I mentioned it in the show. But anyways, you can get the t-shirts for, I think it's $23. The hoodies for like $45, and then the mugs for $15. And they come in a variety of colors and whatnot. I just put this store together in between last episode and this episode. So if you're wanting to contribute to the show, this is probably the best way to do it. aside from donating on PayPal or whatnot. But at least this you get gear. And that's kind of what I love, you know, mutual reciprocation there and getting, you know, I get a kickback, you get awesome swag. So, and I also have some with not only the logo in it, but I have some with just my Transformer character of Optimus Prime. And if you go to the back, it just has his name, Optimus Prime. There's no All Things Transformers on it. It's just the character. And so if you order right now, the benefit is if you're in the U.S., you get free shipping from now until the end of the month. So if you are interested in doing that, that's probably the best way to get involved and help me out on any of my shows that I'm involved with. And you'll get it pretty much before Christmas time. I mean, it'll be within, you know, 9 to 12 days, give or take, of the shipping, depending on what you pay for. But, well, I mean, it's free shipping, so you don't pay. So just order. Flat fee. So you can get the Optimus Prime shirt in like gray, black, and navy blue. I try to keep it dark colors for that because it's based off my old 1980s S15 pickup, and it looks cooler in a dark color than a bright color, which I'm going to have to get my hands on one of these too now that I have it. So, and it's the premium tee, so it's one of those ones that feel better, honestly. I'm not a big fan of cheap shirts, cheap feeling shirts. I can't stand them. So yeah, if you want to support the podcast, you can do so by doing that. And I'll post that in the episode post, like I said. And until next time, transform and roll out. And be sure to give me feedback so that I can know what to talk about on next episode. With Optimus Prime as well, of course. So, transform and roll out.
Yeah.